The streets of San Francisco just got a little slower. Transit officials are lowering the speed limit by 5 miles an hour on portions of seven streets. Now, this is all part of the city's effort to eliminate traffic fatalities. Phil, what can you tell us about the rollout and how it's going to work?
Well, it remains to be seen. I'll tell you what the intention is, what's behind it, but like a lot of things, it's a little bit of a wait and see here. First off, what we're talking about is San Francisco's traffic fatalities. In 2014, there were 31 of them, and then Mayor Ed Lee said that was unacceptable, and he was going to push for something called Vision Zero. It's gotten a lot of money. It's gotten a lot of attention. The basic idea was they were going to bring traffic deaths down to zero by this year. Well, the result hasn't quite been that way. It looks like we're heading for 30 again this year, or close to it. So that shows that after a lot of time and a lot of effort, things aren't moving. Question is, why? Well, if you talk to traffic people, they will tell you that there's three things you need to do to try to prevent traffic fatalities. One is education, second one is engineering, and the third one's enforcement. Now, education is, you know, you go out and tell people to drive safer. Engineering is everything from traffic bulbs to speed bumps to, in San Francisco right now, it's very tough to, let's say, make a right-hand turn on a red light anymore. You see more and more of those signs that say no right-hand turns, all increased crosswalk lighting and stuff like that. They poured a ton of money into it, but that hasn't helped either. So they went to the state legislature, and they got permission to reduce the speed on city streets, and that's what they're doing. And about seven of them right now are dropping the speed limit from 25 to 20 in an effort to reduce speed, because speed is the biggest killer.
So I'm looking at that 5 mile per hour reduction, and I'm wondering if it's going to make a big difference.
It remains to be seen, and I'm going to tell you, because they say that, you know, that is a line between fatalities and not. But the part of this is, I don't care what you post the speed limit as, people are going to go what speed limit they will go unless there's a fear of getting caught. And that's where San Francisco and other jurisdictions have, you know, questionable results. In San Francisco, they don't have the cops. They're not. The announcement today of to reduce those speed limits in those areas where there are a mix of business and residential where they've had trouble. No announcement of increased enforcement. Nobody's going to be out there with a radar gun. And then the second idea is, okay, if you don't do that, other cities around the country, they do the thing called speed cameras. You might have seen them. They take your picture if you exceed the speed limit, and you get a citation in the mail for, you know, if you violate it. It doesn't go on your driver's license, but you get fined. But California's legislature has repeatedly said no to that, and they said no to it again last year. And no, looks like anything's changed this year. So, big question is, you can set the speed limit, try to make safe streets, but unless you're enforcing it, it remains to be seen just how good it's going to work.
Phil Matier, our KCBS Insider, returns tomorrow morning at 7:50.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.